Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, reporting for duty, ready and set on the air everywhere for finally Friday, October the 15th, 2021. We all have interesting weekends coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle and I are taking a little trip to Atlantic City.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of like Vegas.
I've never been.
Exactly.
I've never been, so I don't
know.
You
did your first honeymoon in Las Vegas. Is that not true?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been to Vegas a bunch of times. I've done the show from Vegas a few times.
I wasn't supposed to have my first honeymoon in Vegas, though.
Where was it supposed to be?
In Jamaica, but there was a hurricane.
Well, I mean, Vegas is fun.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I like to gamble.
Atlantic City is a good time. You're going to like it. I have not been in probably a decade. I went there for a couple of birthdays years ago, but
it's mostly just casinos there, right? Isn't that
along the boardwalk? Yeah, that's the main draw, sure.
Okay.
But there's a Madame Tussauds and all of that.
Oh,
sort of
really?
Stuff. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Or maybe it's a Ripley's, believe it or not. There's a Margaritaville.
Oh, winning.
Or at least there used to be. So there's a Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
If you ever wanted to buy a stuffed snake, they got you covered.
For $60.
So that'll be fun. Get on a plane and
Head over there.
Are we doing that? Are we driving? What are we doing?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. We should probably figure it out, though, because we got to go.
I just bring a plane because I want to hit the button and do the pilot voice, but I won't do it.
Please don't do
it. I will restrain myself.
My ears are still ringing from the other day.
All right. Meanwhile, Knucklehead has got a wedding to go along to this weekend. Who's getting married?
So two of my friends I grew up with. So
two of your buddies are getting married?
Well, one's a female.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So a man and a woman. But yeah, they've been
dating. Not that
there's
anything wrong with that either way.
No, yeah, either way. They've been dating since probably freshman year of high school.
Oh, really?
And we're already 4 or 5 years removed from high school.
Right.
So they're high school sweethearts, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
8 years and counting, I think.
Are you in the wedding?
Oh, no. I'm not that good of a friend.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a good enough, just made a list.
Good enough friend.
A couple of things.
I've known both of them since they were kids.
When's the last time you saw these guys?
Oh, gosh.
Well, this is why you're not in the wedding.
At the store.
Yeah, at the store.
I just saw them at the store, maybe.
When's the last time you hung out with them?
Yeah.
Oh, forever ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're lucky you got invited at all, don't you think?
Right. But then again, I talk to them every day on like social media and stuff. I'll Snapchat them or Instagram. Mm.
I guess that's fair. We certainly invited some people to our wedding that, you know, we really had no business inviting.
I didn't know most of the people at our wedding, like, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Well, because a lot of them were Robbie's family that I hadn't met yet.
No, to be fair, there were only a handful of people that were my family. There were just a number of people that are my parents' friends.
Right.
They said, you must invite these people.
Yeah,
and we just went along with
your parents' friends. Like, oh, yeah, we're family, too.
Yeah. But I had to pay $120 a plate for some people that I don't really know that well.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they were nice people, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was fine.
What kind of wedding is this? Is it indoor, outdoor? Do you know?
It's a barn wedding.
That's fine.
Oh, God. The barn wedding.
Yeah. No,
Rochelle
and
I, Rochelle and I went to a barn wedding not that long ago. Her cousin got married maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's, it's pretty for the pictures.
It was
I'll give her that.
Pretty.
You know, it's a nice setting and I can see with the lights and the wood and everything. It kind of looks pretty in a picture. But when you're there,
I ruined my shoes. I'm so sad.
Now, that's probably our stupidity for parking, in muddy grass and then walking.
It was raining.
Having you walk in heels, but.
It's raining.
Vinny, you know the best part of this whole wedding? So we cut out of there early because I'm like, I keep tapping her going, ha, 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 we got to leave. I'll get you another drink. Can we please get the hell out of here? So finally she gets a message and we leave after coffee and dessert, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on
we
like 3 hours.
While.
We stayed for a bit, but we definitely left earlier than anybody else at our table. And we said we were going to be heading back to where we were living at the time. It was, it's a long drive, right? We'd gotten a hotel out there.
Because it was the weekend of your birthday.
Oh, that's right. So we made a weekend out of it and got a hotel. Lo and behold, we're walking out of the hotel checkout the next morning, and the girl that got married was also staying at that hotel. And she's like, oh, hey, I thought you guys went back. We're like, we got lost and stayed over.
Oh, man.
It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
It was so embarrassing. And furthermore, I forgot to put the card in the little box because we got out of there so quickly. So,
so we screwed her out of a wedding gift, too?
No, I ended up sending it to her, but it was just awkward because had she opened the envelope, I don't know what they did that night.
Thanks for dinner. Oh, you know exactly what they did that night.
Well, they went to sleep like everybody else who gets married does. Sure. Let's be honest.
Hey, Vinny, what are you giving them for a wedding gift? Are you going to do a card with some money or what are you doing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Well,
you better figure it out.
Tomorrow. You got to figure this out.
Crap. Yeah, cash.
Cash. Sorry. Cash is the best gift. Always go with cash.
I have to give you some advice, buddy. I mean, I know what you make, but you probably got to do at least 50 or you're going to look like a cheapskate.
True.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you feel about that, but.
Is your girlfriend going with you?
She is.
Well, you can go 25 and 25 then.
You might need to do a hundo if you're going to go with a date. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing too. Yeah.
I would tell her not to come. If I'm being honest with you, save you a few bucks.
Oh, no.
All right, well, have fun. Take some pictures. On the way later on this morning, fun facts, dumb crook news. He said.
She said.
That'll be at 7:50, 7:29:20, hashtag mom. Send a whole lot more. I was sent something, and this is because the radio station doesn't want us to use these sound effects, or they weren't sure if these sound effects are covered by our license to play copywritten material. Mm-hmm. Like, we would have a special license to play music on the radio station. I don't know if people know that.
Mm.
Now, there are certain sounds that are copywritten, I guess, so you can't use them, but I figured I would go through these, and it doesn't stop us from reenacting them, because we're not the ones that are... No, we're not the ones that are copywritten.
Oh.
You know? Like, if I started humming a song...
Oh, yeah, I guess you can't. It's not copyright infringement to do that?
I don't think so. I really don't know. We probably should have asked an attorney first, but we're just going to...
Whoops!
Actually, I'm not sure what this is, but on the Mockingjay whistle from the Hunger Games...
It's... I can't really do it. I can't whip.
Oh, you know, we're about to use this later on this hour.
I can't do it.
In the dumb crook news, the don't from Law & Order is copywritten.
Oh, really?
So hopefully that's okay.
We've been using that forever.
Darth Vader's breathing. Copywritten. That was me, by the way.
How do you copyright a breath?
I guess
sounds like my Uncle Bill.
I don't understand.
That's Uncle Bill after a steak.
Seriously, if someone just was breathing and it was really loud, could they sue them for copyright infringement?
I guess.
I think you had to be passing it off as it's yours.
Yeah. You have to say you're being Darth Vader or something.
No, wait a minute. That's exactly what we're doing right here. That
no, we didn't
right.
say that. We just went... We didn't say anything about being him.
I think if you're doing the Darth Vader voice, you're like, oh, I'm Darth Vader. Like, this is my voice.
Was that your Darth Vader impression?
That was really good.
Hi, guys. Like Barney the dinosaur.
Luke, why don't you ever visit me? You're always with your mom. Oh, wait.
The sound of lightsabers from Star Wars.
You know why these are all copywritten now? Because they're owned by Disney.
Yeah.
100%.
Mickey is litigious.
Yeah. They copyright everything.
Only mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
The Affleck duck.
Really?
Quack. Yeah. Affleck.
Gilbert Gottfried is copywritten?
Tarzan, the ape man doing that thing.
Really? I see. Yeah. I didn't realize that you could copyright. I figured if it was a sound or words, but like...
Listen to this one, the AOL, You've Got Mail.
That's copywritten.
Here's my favorite, the Pillsbury Doughboy when you poke him in the belly. Yeah.
Aw, that's sad. We're not supposed to play that?
No.
I like that. He's so cute.
You can take your crescent roll and stuff it. Well, this comes along every day. It's 7:20, 9:20, give or take a moment or two. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
So you send us in your thoughts as a mom. Or about a mom you know, maybe even as a dad, maybe as a child who's observing what mom is doing. Maybe you're a mom that's juggling several balls. You work as a nurse, you work as a teacher,
you're
a bus driver, a lawyer, doctor, whatever the deal is. Okay? You send it in, you use the hashtag MOMMOM to any of our socials. We find them and we share them just like this every morning.
At Mary Fairy Boberry said, I'm barely awake and already my toddler is crying because I wouldn't put him in the trash can. Happy Friday.
Listen.
Emily Travers said, if you enjoy being micromanaged by a miniature version of yourself, parenting is definitely for you. And at three-time daddy said, I've always wanted to be one of those dads whose kids can open up and share their thoughts and worries no matter what.
Why?
But
why would you want to have that
happen
to you?
I just finished reading my 4-year-old a bedtime story, and he said, Daddy, I don't like the silly voices when you read. Can you please stop? Now he's dead to me.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I used to read to the kids before they went to bed.
You did.
And that just kind of trailed off.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe that was because they're getting older and they don't really want a story before bed. They love their pads. They like to listen to music, watch videos. Sometimes they'll leave the TV on when they go to sleep.
No. That's
right,
not it.
Right. It occurred to me that maybe nobody liked my little stories with the voices. It just kind of, I just clicked with your story, what that guy just tweeted in now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason that I have been not been invited to go to bedtime.
That's
Is that true?
I still read to them.
Wait a minute. So they do like stories. They just don't like me reading stories?
You used to read the pigeon story a little bit. You remember the pigeon?
I remember the baby mama llama.
You did mama llama. You did the pigeon once a hot dog. And you did it once, and Grayson was not so fond of your pigeon voice.
Well, see, I only have so many impressions that I can do. So I do kind of like a one-off impression of, you know, like, hey, Tony Bennett is going to be the voice of the bird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did, actually. It did not play well with a 5-year-old.
He's not a fan?
No, not a fan of Tony Bennett.
I left my heart.
Yeah.
in San Francisco.
Yeah, it didn't work for you. You're no longer invited to story time.
And I got disinvited from story time.
Sorry, Dad.
All your fault, Tony. It's Robbie and Rochelle, intern Vince. So I'm a little embarrassed about this, but not really. I think it's fine. I do, from time to time, Google myself.
Oh, my goodness.
From time to time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if you looked in on my phone at and opened Google and Safari and then went in the search bar, it'd be one of the recent, you know, comes up
can
as
I
a,
see?
A frequently viewed. It does. It comes up as a, go ahead. You could tell people what my most recent searches are. I've got nothing to hide.
I do.
I'm sure you do. But if you look here, you could tell that I search it a lot because it comes up number one under frequent searches.
Yes.
Do I have anything in there that's amusing? No, it's all boring stuff.
Yeah, I mean, nothing, you know, too... Yeah, I mean, nothing really.
That was about Ghostbusters. I was looking up when that new movie's coming out. There's nothing interesting in there. But I do look myself up from time to time because... What are you laughing at now?
I'm gonna search your search history.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, go ahead.
I start sweating, panicking.
You should.
No, there's nothing to hide there. Everything's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. Continue on with your conversation.
Well, we do a... Are you not engaged in what we're talking
about
here?
No, I am.
Are you busy doing a deep dive on my phone?
What
are you looking for?
What I am looking for is how many times in a given week you Google yourself.
I'll tell you, don't even have to take the time to look. I'll tell you right now, it's probably 4 or 5.
In a given week, you Google yourself.
Probably, yeah.
I will tell you, I'm on Wednesday morning now, so it's Friday. I'm on Wednesday morning, and I've got at least 7 with your name in there that you've Googled yourself.
Well, yeah.
What is changing throughout the week?
Well, I suppose that's a little bit much.
Do you think you're Machine Gun Kelly? Like,
oh, my goodness.
Like, what? I don't understand.
Well, go ahead, Vince. What?
I was going to say, I'm impressed that I Googled your name and everything that pops up is you, man.
Did you just
I'm
Google impressed? It?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that's exactly my point. Will you let me get this out?
Wait, what is this one that you Googled? Your net worth. You Googled your net worth. Do you not know?
Can I just explain this whole thing? Will everyone just give me an opportunity? Your Honor, may I please have a moment of the court's attention?
Okay.
So we do do a radio show, and we do a radio show that's heard in a bunch of places, right? Mm-hmm. And so I do look up sometimes if there's press that's about us, you know, if someone's writing an article about us, you know, about radio and record people.
Uh-huh.
I do sometimes.
Local police department release anything?
That's right.
You Googled your age?
Yeah,
don't know your age.
I do know my age. You're not letting me explain myself here. She's giving me
I
my.
I think I get it.
Here's your phone.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. Thank you, Vince, for understanding.
Okay.
Because I do want to see what people in our business are talking about. And if anything is, you know, there's some message board where people say they love the show or they hate the show. I'm curious to know those things. I like feedback.
Yeah.
You know, it's like reading a review. If you're an actor, you want to know what people thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evan, yes, I am curious if there's, because I don't have my age public on any of my social media. You know, I'm a little funny about that.
Yeah.
I was curious if there was any sort of data there where, and yes, the fact of the matter is, you can find out how old when you Google Robbie Bridges' age.
Mm-hmm.
It comes right up. Well, you and I have this. This deal where we see a celebrity, especially one we haven't thought about in a while, you go, oh, yeah, the guy from, you know, that movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Uh-huh.
How old is he? What do you think? And we try and guess the age, and you go, how much money's he got in the bank?
Worth?
You know,
yeah.
Like we did this with Michael Bolton mm-hmm. not that long ago because mm-hmm. we were talking about Michael Bolton. Well, I was curious what would come up if I typed in Robbie Bridges' net worth.
What came up?
Well, I screenshot this because this is absolutely true. You Google it, it says I'm worth $400
million. $400
million. $400 million. No, I have no idea.
Where's that? Where are you hiding that?
There's got to be some sort of offshore bank account involved.
Did you? Okay.
But Google, I'm going to say this publicly here on the radio. You are sadly mistaken.
Yeah. What, did you write into Google and say, this is my net worth?
No, I did not. Having said that, I have thought about trying to get my name on there because there are DJs. You know, like I talk about my buddy Bobby Bones.
Uh-huh.
He's on there with his net worth, you know. So there are radio people mm-hmm. that have this stuff publicly listed, their name, where they grew up, their current residence, their net worth, all this sort of stuff. And I feel like it makes you more legit, you know, more a blue check mark.
I guess.
If you've got this information out there.
But I also
certainly
don't want people to think we have $400 million.
Listen,
like,
even if we had $1 million, I wouldn't want them to think I had $400 because it's just not true.
I mean, yeah.
And I certainly don't want cousins to start
and
calling.
And also, if it is true, where is it?
No, it is not true. And I have no idea where this would have come from. But it leads me to believe, much like my phone being hacked, or not my phone, my Facebook being hacked the other day,
mm-hmm.
where someone stole my profile, created a fake Robbie Bridges profile.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this is the same person who's out there claiming my net worth is $400 million.
You know what? If you want to waste like 4 hours of your life, what you should do is Google Robbie Bridges engaged, because all kinds of stories come up then. There's like, how many times did he ask? What? Yikes. Oh, my God.
Hey, Robbie, wow. You're lucky, what? Though, because when I Google my name, all I see is a bunch of Tom Holland memes.
There you go.
I think I might prefer that.
Uh-huh.
It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince. This is a Friday tradition. No matter how bad your week's going, at least you're not in the same predicament as these dumbbells. Well, something we call dumb crook news. Me and Vinny spent all day Thursday, about 25 minutes, searching police blotters from sea to shining sea. Looking for these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. Dateline, to Virginia Beach, Virginia, three carjackers attempted to steal a car outside a gym. The thieves were able to get the keys from the owner, believe it or not. I guess they jumped him, but the owner was trained in mixed martial arts and fought back. That's what happens when you try and rob somebody at the gym.
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't long before the police were on their tail, even though they got away with the car. Eventually, they pulled over, ran into the woods. The cops were easily able to catch up with them. My guess is they were slowed down after they were karate chopped by the guy at the gym.
Why would you try to steal a car from somebody at a gym? Like, obviously, you know this person is working out. They're going to take you out. Like, listen. I don't understand. That does not
they
seem smart.
They thought it was the Dunkin' Donuts next to the gym.
Hiya! Dateline to Titusville, Florida, because, you know, it's always Florida. Cops there were out on patrol 2 o'clock in the morning last week when they spotted a fairly large fire in the middle of the road. The flames were as high as 4 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
And right in front of a private residence, they figured perhaps this person had something to do with it, especially because he was drinking on his porch holding a sword naked. Gentleman's name is Scott Taylor. He's 37. He was drinking a Captain Morgan while talking to officers.
Did he think he was Captain Morgan holding a sword?
Said he carries a sword and a knife because he's a pirate. You're correct.
Well, there you go.
We're not sure why.
There you go.
He set the fire, but, arr, mateys, I be holding a bonfire.
Where's the rum?
Looking for booty tonight. All right, let's go across the border, which are almost open. Dateline to Toronto, Canada. Guy calls 911 because he was sitting in traffic, really needed a pee.
wait, he called 911 because he had to pee?
Yeah, and the first responder says, well, this is not the phone line for that sort of a problem. And he says, well, my bladder might burst. I might need an ambulance. Can you please have one on standby?
Oh, wow.
Transferred to a local police dispatch who again told him, please stop calling 911 and maybe lay off the Evian.
If he was in traffic, why didn't he just get out and go if he had to go that bad?
We've got audio of this, by the way.
Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee.
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't know that he should have called 911, wasted their time, but I do understand the fear that goes through your mind when you got to go and there ain't nowhere to go. You know what
I'm
saying?
He seemed pretty calm, though. He's like, I got to pee. I'm like, okay, well, you don't got to go that bad. I don't know.
I mean, you got no cups in your car?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you got to go that bad, just go out and go. Isn't it better just to get the indecent exposure ticket? Like,
sir, your seat leather or cloth?
Ew.
Get the hell out of my car, old man.
And Dateline to Pittsburgh, PA, 38-year-old Kinsey Bosco was caught enjoying himself in his car by himself, sitting in a gas station parking lot.
Oh, he tells jokes to himself in his car, too?
Yeah. It was quite the joke. Well,
that's what your girlfriend says, Vince.
Someone noticed. Well, that was just mean. She's savage today. She's savage.
It's Friday.
Well, someone notices what's going on, called the police. Policeman knocks on a window. Can you imagine this is what you're up to and all of a sudden there's the police?
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing there, big guy? Or in your case, not so big guy. He told the officer he was simply taking care of important business.
No, he didn't.
Policeman
oh
asked him to pick up his drawers and then charged him with open lewdness and indecent exposure.
I mean, again, you can't wait till you get home. Like, I don't... I mean, you had to do it right here at the gas station.
Listen, I really need a Slurpee, but first...
Come on.
Dumb crook news. Reminder, you can always catch up on the podcast, especially on a weekend. You miss something, you want to hear something again? Just go to our socials or searches wherever you get your podcast. R-O-B-B-Y, Robbie and Rochelle. Oh, my goodness, in my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed, kept in the pocket of William Shatner's spacesuit.
Nice.
Amazing facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know. It's Fun Fact Friday, by the love of God. These are facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
And we do them on Friday. That's right.
Yeah.
The average American will eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime.
I feel like I did that last week.
I was going to say, I feel like I've already met that quotient. Minnesota has a law banning contests where people try to catch greased pigs or turkeys, which leads to the question, what happened?
Why?
That someone said, yes. I promise you, if you elect me, I'll pass a law that we won't catch these turkeys ever again. What the hell happened?
I don't know.
James Caan, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Said he was improvising when he said bada bing in The Godfather. And of course, it's become a catchphrase.
Really?
For mobsters ever since.
Bada bing.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for that.
Forget about it.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Now, you know how people talk about the Napoleon complex?
Yes.
He was actually 5'7", which was above average height in France at the time, and is just under the average height even today.
Just like Vince.
Well, there's a difference between being short and being developmentally challenged. So, and there's nothing. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not making fun of someone.
No.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No.
He just never grew.
Yeah.
He's forever 12.
He is.
It's like
mentally, physically.
It's what you call a half Benjamin Button situation with him, okay? All right, a couple things trending this morning. We thought you'd like to know.
He played football, too. Can you imagine?
I think he was the water boy. Oh, yeah, I was on the team as the water boy.
Uh-huh.
You know the TikTok app, of course.
Of course.
Well, users are being warned, and parents that have kids like we do that use TikTok be warned against a trend. It's called hashtag scalp popping, which involves pulling your hair out so your scalp makes a popping noise.
Ew!
Experts say the popping sound is because the soft tissue between the scalp and the skull causes a popping noise.
I can't even... Why?
Are
is
you
this
thinking
a
to yourself,
thing?
Man, that's kind of disarming, but I'm kind of curious what it sounds like, and I don't want to tell. Well, you're in luck because here it is here.
I'm scared of you. Ready? Yeah, go.
Oh!
No! Are you kidding?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a TikTok
thing.
Oh, that's
disgusting. That is so gross. I can't even. I have no words.
Remember when kids used to sit on the floor and watch Rainbow Bright? Like, what happened? That this is what they're doing now.
Why are you ripping out your hair? What are you doing?
You remember we got those little figurines with the big heads that's always in the back of the comic book store?
Yes.
And we got one as a gift, so I gave it to Grayson because he was convinced based on a TikTok video that if he sawed it in half, there was candy inside the head.
Yes, so he decapitated it.
And I said, you know what? You want me to do it? I got out the big butcher knife from our cutlery set, cut it open, and there was nothing.
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed.
So. Stupid TikTok. So dumb.
That's why I tried to ban it. I told you. I just miss doing that impression so much.
I know you do.
2/3 of Americans who are still working from home say they can't recognize any of their coworkers anymore.
Just because they don't know what they look like or because they gained weight? Or
I don't
what?
Know. Another 7 out of 10 say that if they have gone back to the office, these are among people that have gone back to the office, they say they have difficulty recognizing them because they have changed substantially in their appearance.
I also think that when most people post on social, so if you're friends with them, they're all edited. So you see them in person, you're like, that's not you.
I think all of this is BS. That's just like, wait, are you? I have to listen to memos from you? I didn't. You're the boss?
Bob?
I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I'll get that TPS report filed. There's a road sign in England that people are taking pictures of now because it has symbols on it that apparently look like symbols that come up in that Squid Game show. Now, you watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities say it's just a sign and has nothing to do with Squid
Why would
Game,
they have the symbols are a triangle, a square, and a circle. Why do they have signs? What is that directing people to do? Talk about confusing roads. What are you supposed to do here?
Hunger Games this way, Squid Games this way.
Right.
Those who win all 6 games will receive a handsome cash prize.
What?
Welcome to England. I saw something just last week. Hollywood Reporter is calling Megan Fox and the rapper Machine Gun Kelly the Hollywood It Couple of 2021.
Really?
And they did something on their socials called a couple's quiz.
What's something on my bucket list?
Be abducted by a UFO.
I'll give you 2 points for that.
Did you say be abducted by
Before
a UFO?
Before I die, okay. I want to be on a UFO. Mm-hmm.
It did sound like there was a clink of some sort of glass in there, didn't it?
Of course it did. Of course it did. People letting their kids run around pulling hair off their scalp.
Just what happens?
What up? I'm Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, speaking of Squid Games and all of that, there's talk of a Gilligan's Island movie, a reboot of Gilligan's Island. Yeah, there it is. And the idea is that the castaways will get desperate and start killing and eating each other. So it'll be more of a horror movie. Definitely changing the tone of the original show. Apparently the estate of the creator is against having it happen. So.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to blame TikTok again for this one.
You think this is TikTok's fault?
Yes. I feel our 10-year-old, she makes these little movies all the time, and every time someone is dying. Why does someone have to die in every single movie that comes out now? Why can't it just be like a Happy Gilligan's Island?
Maybe we do a sexy Gilligan's Island.
You would say that.
Gilligan finally ends up with Ginger.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to be careful how I say this, because I don't want to sound like I don't care, because I do care, and this is terrible. I want him to be fine. But Howie Mandel, you know who I'm talking about from America's Got Talent, hospitalized after collapsing at a Starbucks. Now, he tweeted that he was home resting. He did not have a heart attack or anything like that. Apparently, he was just dehydrated, let his sugar get low.
Mm.
I just think to myself, of course, Howie collapsed at a Starbucks because he's the most hyperactive individual I've ever seen. He's in there doing 5, 6, 7, 8 espressos in a row.
Going to get another one.
I'm not surprised at all. Howie, lay off the caffeine. You're far too happy. Life is just not that joyful.
I wonder, does it say he collapsed? He actually collapsed on the floor?
Says he passed out.
Because you know he's like a huge germaphobe. I wonder if that played into like how terrible he was feeling, because can you imagine he's on the floor?
Don't touch the croissant! Who did Olivia Wilde just get engaged to? She got engaged to somebody famous, right?
Shawn Mendes, right?
No, not Shawn Mendes. That's Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah, no. She was with Jason Sudeikis and then left
him.
Or
she having a baby with somebody, maybe? Oh, yeah, she's having a baby with the comedian guy that was in rehab. What's his name? John Mulaney.
Oh, John Mulaney. That's right, yes.
Anyway, she's been tweeting out hashtag free the nipple. She believes the more opportunities there are to see naked bodies, it'll change how we treat one another. And we will celebrate bodies instead of sexualizing them, which I suppose is a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the cause is a good thing, but if she puts a billboard of herself up with her boobs out, you know there's going to be some guy going, oh,
deep, deep.
Look at that billboard. You know what I mean?
You can't do that. That would be illegal and indecent exposure.
Well, that's what she's saying. She
wants
to free
Harry Styles. That's it.
She's Harry Styles.
She is. She's with it. She left Jason Sudeikis for Harry Styles.
So who's the one that's with John Mulaney now?
I don't know.
There's another Olivia.
Whatever.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
God, is this a giant waste of everybody's time? Who cares about these people? Hashtag free the nipple.
Can we say nipple?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Go ahead. Try it again.
Nipple?
There you go.
Okay.
No, I've said this many times. I've said it several times today. I believe Halloween is just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I find zombies dancing and choreographed synchronicity implausible.
And there's a new Reddit poll here on the best Halloween candies for kids. Of course, okay. There's, you know, sometimes kids don't like the chocolate nuggets.
Yeah,
some of the fancier candies.
Yeah.
Number one, Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Followed by M&M's, Milky Way, Hershey Bar, and Kit Kats.
I don't know any kid that likes a Milky Way. I mean, have you ever seen a kid eat a Milky Way?
By the way, they rank 76 different candies. Black licorice came in last.
That's fair.
I love black licorice. That tells you something about me.
I mean, I like black. You either hate black licorice or you love it. I don't mind it, but it's certainly not a favorite candy.
Can you name 76 candies?
Yes. Have you met me?
I didn't think there were that many candies. You know it's underrated? Smarties.
No, they're not. They taste like Tums.
That's
why you like them.
They satisfy your sweet tooth and they settle your stomach at the same
time. They're probably just secretly tiny Tums.
It's all a big ruse. Friday celebrity birthday file, Genuine. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Every Chip and Dale's in America.
Yeah, this is in Magic Mike.
Welcome to the stage now, Big Jim.
Big Jim. Big Jim, go back. Go back, Big Jim.
Pull the curtain down. Anyway, he's 51 today. Speaking of HGTV, Paige Davis, 53 today. Fergie, Sarah, the Duchess of York, celebrates. So does Emeril Lagasse. Remember him?
Bam!
Didn't we go to a restaurant and reference Emeril's catchphrase, Bam?
Yeah, the waitress had no idea what I was talking about.
I forgot he hasn't been on TV for like 30 years.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Says here, Tanya Roberts, she's dead, by the way.
Oh, so okay.
We should probably change that. Michael's brother, Tito Jackson. Oh, my gosh. This is what you need at the Chip and Dale's. It's Krista Berg's birthday. The guy that did that song in the 80s. The Lady in Red.
Lady in Red. This is not a Chip and Dale's.
Welcome to the Bachelorette Party.
This is when Big Jim would come out.
Welcome to the stage, Big Jim. He's going to read some interpretive poetry. Today's National Shawarma Day.
I love shawarmas.
National I Love Lucy Day.
Vitamin Vegemite.
National Grouch
what?
Day. National Bosses Day.
National Bosses Day?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What are you getting me?
All right, welcome to the weekend. Weekend right ahead of us, so thank you for sending these into us. Send them into the Robbie and Rochelle page, 1071theboss.com, or contact info is right there. Any of our boss socials or the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page. We like to share charity events, people trying to make a difference in the community. Sometimes it's just something fun to do out for the weekend. Stomp the Monster, 7th Annual Spooktacular Fun Run, is happening tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Manasquan's Boardwalk. After party includes a free buffet lunch. That's what you're looking for right there.
Yeah, after a fun run, a buffet.
Let me tell you. Woo. Even makes a funeral not so bad when you get a little lunch for free afterwards.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
Will there be eggs and coffee afterwards?
Gross.
Bye, Bill.
That's awful.
Run signup.com for all the info, then search the 7th Annual Stop the Monster Spooktacular. Long Branch Free Library Halloween Party is happening Saturday the 30th, starting at 10 a.m. All ages are welcome to the Halloween party. But let's be honest, this is for children, so don't be that one guy that's like, hey, I'm dressed up as an Incredible.
Anybody can dress up. Don't I don't know why you think Halloween is only for kids.
It is only for kids.
No, it's
that,
not.
The reason, you know why I think that? Because it is.
Okay, whatever.
At least, can I have my opinion?
Sure.
You can disagree. That's fine.
I do disagree.
Well, I understand that.
Okay.
Make crafts, dance, read, and more. LongBranchLIB.org for all the details. When I think Halloween, I think dancing.
I think
Macarena match.
Sure, why not?
It's going to be a very nice event. I shouldn't be making
jokes. Yes, it is.
Also, Halloween is for children.
Okay.
And the Jenks Halloween party and costume contest, totally disproving my point.
I was going to say, still for children?
Is happening Saturday, October 30th, 8 p.m. They'll have prizes for the sexiest, the scariest, the best group, and the most original costumes. You can look for the Boss on tour. We're going to be out there. 1071theboss.com for all the info. And our cool Boss van will be parked out front.
We'll see.
So we got that going for us.
Not a children's event.
I think we sent Jack out there. What can we dress Jack up as?
How about a Jack in the Box?
See, that's a great idea.
he could just hop along.
Knowing his penchant for chicken sandwiches, I was thinking we'd dress him up as a big fan of Wawa.
There you go. Perfect.
Just deck him out in Wawa gear. Hi, my name is Jack.
I like it.
A couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I'm thinking kind of a Ben and Jen. Remember we had that story yesterday? They're out buying a house, $65 million in the Hollywood Hills.
No big deal.
If you had to go on a double date with a celebrity couple, who would you pick? Now, my initial reaction is I don't know that I want to go with any of them. Because that,
really?
That whole Hollywood thing, as much as I enjoy... You know, cruising around town in a sports car and living in a big mansion. Who wouldn't like all the nice things in life, right?
Right.
I really don't like that fake thing that it seems like so many of these celebrities have. So I would have to choose very carefully who it is I'd want to hang out with. Like Pat Sajak and his wife. That'd probably be fun.
Well, that'd be fun. We were talking about this yesterday, too, though. George and Amal. Like if you
George
ever...
Clooney.
That I mean, that could be kind of fun to say, I went to dinner with my friend George, and I don't know.
No, there's a guy that's not fake. Some of these younger celebrities,
well,
I guess.
Well, how do you know? You don't know him.
Well, I see him interviewed, and I think that if you watch a person enough, you get a feel for, it's hard to hide who you really are.
Sure.
You know?
I think I love Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I think they're so fun. They're always trolling each other.
They're a little fake.
I don't know. I don't think that they're fake. I think
they're a little over the top.
I don't know.
I'm not saying I dislike their movies, but they're just a little over the top. I'll tell you who does seem fairly real is Kristen Bell.
Yes, and
Dax
Shepard,
they're
yep.
pretty real.
You know who else is real? Oprah and Stedman.
I don't know if I could sit through a dinner with Oprah.
Really?
Yeah,
man, I would love that.
Listen, she is remarkably talented and remarkably successful, but I don't know that I want to sit there and learn all of, you know, about her favorite books and all of that. Not my jam.
I don't know. I would love that dinner party. Can you imagine? I feel like she sits at the head of the table and Stedman's like waits on her hand.
I'll tell you what.
As he should.
I think you're right. I think I would enjoy talking to Stedman.
See, so I could talk to me and Oprah could be biffles, you know, and then you and Stedman, it would be great.
This sounds amazingly similar to what happens when we have dinner with your mother and her boyfriend. I talk to him.
Yeah.
He really doesn't say much.
Uh-huh.
And then your mother sits at the head of the table and leads the charge.
This is true.
This is a second day in a row, by the way, we're talking about our mothers. So there's some stuff going on in this room. I haven't discerned what it is yet, but it's happening.
Uh-huh.
If you could go on a double date with a celebrity couple, who would you pick? This is living or dead, by the way.
Okay.
And real or fictional. If
sure.
If your answer is Daisy and Donald Duck, that's a great answer.
What would you eat?
That's not what we're asking here. Just underway this morning, if you had to go on a double date with a celebrity couple, who would you choose? Who would you want to hang out with? Who do you feel would be fun, would have great stories, would not be obnoxious?
Carrie said Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Okay. I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
I like Tom Hanks just fine, but I feel like it's big time show business. I don't know.
I see. I feel like he's really down to earth. I don't know. But I'm a big Tom Hanks fan, so I might just be
biased. Let me give you another example. I think Tom Cruise is one of our best actors, but the guy is bananas.
That might be a fun dinner,
the guy's
though.
Nuts. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know that I want to be friends with him. I just like his movies. You know what I'm saying?
Bree said Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel or Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, great answer. Well, Beyonce might have a lot to say, but Jay-Z, see, I think I want to hang out with the husbands.
Well, that's good. That's what you're supposed to want to hang out with, you weirdo.
I don't know. When this happen to me?
When you became a husband? Maybe.
There's a couple of guys talking about tinkering out in a garage. Hey, Jay-Z, let me ask you a question. You ever change a transmission in a 76 Camaro? Listen, no, me either.
Right, exactly. Tamara said, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle or Noah and Allie from The Notebook?
I don't know who that is.
They're the couple from The Notebook.
Well, who are the actors? Isn't that Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, and what's her name? Rachel McAdams?
So she wants to hang out with the people as their characters
I
from
guess.
The movie.
Yeah, you said real or fictional.
Real or fictional, living or dead. He's already in the car on his way to the city.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Yeah.
That's what you said earlier, right?
Yep. I've got crushes on both of them.
Yep.
Yep. How can you not?
They'd be fun.
Yes.
It'd be a lot of fun to hang around.
Yes, I completely agree.
Can I try on the Deadpool outfit? Do you have it at home?
I want to wear the sisterhood pants.
Oh, well, there you go. Here's Elise and Brick.
I am obsessed with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Mm.
Yeah, they're cute. That's cute.
It's like
they've been together so long.
Well, he was with Demi Moore for like a long time before that, technically. I don't know if you remember
we
that.
We don't have to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Be like walking onto the set of that 70s show with the two of them together.
Yeah, that's true.
Going on a double date with celebrity couple. Oof. Who would you pick? That's your He Said.
He Said.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
If you had to go on a double date, you had to do it with a celebrity couple, who would you pick?
Jewel said Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
All right.
Kevin said Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Now that's a great answer.
Is it?
Yeah, those two have been together for so long.
Yeah.
They're not pretentious anymore.
They're not even married though, are they?
They've been in a domestic partnership for like 40 years.
I guess it might be interesting to ask them why they never did that. I'd like to know. Seriously.
Well, it's really none of your business, is it?
Well, if I'm at a dinner party with them, can I ask? No.
Yeah, gold. Question. You would ask too, wouldn't you?
I would ask. I want to know if that's the secret. Like, is that the secret not to actually take the plunge? Or like, what is it?
Why are you worried about such a thing?
I'm not worried. I'm just saying I want to make conversation if I'm at dinner with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
That's the first thing you would ask?
No, I don't know if that's the first thing I would ask.
Seems very invasive. All right.
Autumn said John Krasinski and Emily Blunt or Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Well, there's a situation where I don't know you'd be able to understand them, especially there's a lot of talking going on, a lot of ambient noise.
Why?
Well, because Emily Blunt's got a thick accent and Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman both have a thick accent, so I don't know how that would...
Keith Urban does not have an accent?
Sure, of course he does. He's from Australia.
Like, but not... I don't know.
Do you notice how I managed to suck the fun out of every possible scenario?
I thought for sure you were going to go into how Keith Urban smells like coconuts or something.
Well, that is a true fact.
Alicia.
Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
No, are they a celebrity couple?
Wow.
I don't know about that.
That would be make for some fun conversation.
Yeah.
Well, there would be so many questions there, you know? And then if they were on the date, they couldn't really deny it, you know? So
I guess that's true. That's true. Okay. That's
just kind of diabolical.
Yeah, I like it.
A
wow.
A few drinks in, we would all know something, you know?
It is true.
You had to go on a double date with a celebrity couple. Who would you pick? We'll keep that going today on Facebook. That's He Said.
She Said.